Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim, and it's time for Powering Your Property. Now, Singapore's new private home sales doubled in March amid demand for luxury properties. Developers sold almost 1,300 homes last month, excluding executive condominiums, compared with just 645 units in February. According to flash estimates from the Urban Redevelopment Authority, the figures cap off the first quarter of the year in which private home prices rose 2.9%. Meanwhile, authorities last week released two sites under the first half of the government land sales program, a mixed-use plot at Lentor and an executive condominium site at Tampines. For more insights, we speak to Wong Siu Ying, Head of Research and Content at PropNex. Siu Ying, always a pleasure.
Hello. Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me again.
So let's talk about those private new home sales staging a strong comeback last month, growing by almost twofold from February's sales. What were the main drivers, you think?
That's right. We saw a surge in new private home sales in March. You know, there were actually a few demand drivers last month. First off, it came off the lull in February where we had the Lunar New Year break, right? And also there weren't any major launches in that month as well. As you know, new home sales tend to be supply led. And in the months that had more or bigger launches, we typically see higher transaction numbers. So in March itself, the resumption of launches by developers, I think particularly Midtown Modern in Bugis, had spurred sales, right? So the project alone actually accounted for about 28% of the total sales in March. We saw buyers picking up more units also from previously launched projects such as RV Altitude in the River Valley area. I think other factors that had supported sales last month, they were generally similar to, you know, the ones that actually helped to shore up the residential market in the last couple of quarters, right? So things like low interest rates, ample liquidity in the system, improving confidence, optimism, you know, on the more positive economic outlook. I think in addition, the recovery in HDB resale prices, you know, since the second half of 2019, that could also have encouraged some owners to take the opportunity to, you know, maybe sell their HDB flats and upgrade to a private home. I might also add that perhaps some buyers and investors may decide to enter the market sooner rather than later, right? You know, on concerns that there could be fresh cooling measures to come, which may impact their ability to purchase units after that. I mean, after all, there's been a lot of speculation over that, you know, in recent months as well, Howie.
During the bulk of the homes sold in March, though, were priced above $1.5 million, 16 properties, more than $5 million each. Trophy properties, right? What do you make of them?
Well, that's right. Well, actually, in March, looking at the caveats, right, we saw slightly more than half of the new home sales being priced above $1.5 million. I think it's not entirely surprising, given that the core central region and the rest of central region collectively accounted for over 70% of sales last month, right? But if you look at the overall average transacted quantum in March, it's still around the $1.7 million plus region, which is still within that pricing sweet spot for many buyers. Coming to the trophy properties, there were some properties sold that cost more than $5 million in March. And these are, again, looking at caveats, relatively large homes, mostly in the CCR and RCR. Many of them also freehold or have a 999-year lease tenure, right? So we're looking at things like Midtown Modern, Boulevard 88, The Avenue, and also 4,000 square foot plus landed property, and that's in Cashew Green, right? So I think speaking to some of our luxury team, you know, agents, there's still fairly healthy demand for upscale homes, especially among the ultra high net worth individuals, right? So these buyers tend to favor large format homes, posh apartments in the city center. So I think with more CCR launches to come, I think, you know, we read about Park Nova near Orchard Road, right? So we would expect to see more transactions, you know, for property, trophy properties in the months to come.
And there's a slight uptick in transactions from previously launched projects too, right?
Yes, that's right. So apart from RV, Altitude, a few other projects also shifted more units in March compared to the previous months, right? So we're looking at things like Treasure at Tampines, Amber Park, Key Residences at Brookvale Park, Clematis, among a few others. So some of these projects, they have a slightly lower median price in March compared to the previous month, which suggests that there might be some slight discount being offered. So, you know, in view of that, the more attractive pricing could have attracted more buyers to come in. Meanwhile, I suppose some buyers may have, you know, shopped around for new homes, you know, at various projects and found that perhaps certain units in a certain development that, you know, was previously launched may have been more suitable for their needs, and they've gone back to pick up those units. I think it's also, you know, it should be noted that sales tend to slow down, you know, progressively after a project launch, right? Because units that are more affordable or choice units, they are typically sold earlier on during the launch. But in the case of bigger developments like Treasure at Tampines, they have, you know, it's got more than 2,200 units in the development, right? And so they offer a more variety, a greater number of units. So, you know, you see Treasure at Tampines consistently being, you know, among the top 10 best-selling projects each month. So I think going forward, right, given the limited new launches in the, especially in the OCR, the mass market, we should expect buyers to be looking more at existing launches as well within that submarket. And if they can't find a suitable unit in the new launches, then they may look at resale.
So the brisk sales in the first quarter of this year, your projections for the coming quarters, might it be the same?
Well, I'm a bit more optimistic. I think looking at Q1, you know, new private home sales have already touched 3,500 units or so. So that's already more than half higher than the same period of last year. We are expecting developer sales to cross 9,000 units this year, possibly trending close to last year's numbers. So last year we had more than 9,900. So obviously it's barring any new measures, of course, right? I think so far, the number of new launches this year, they have been doing well. You know, you're looking at projects like Normanton Park, The Reef at King's Dock, Midtown Modern, and recently Irwell Hill Residences. So I think these, you know, good sales take-up rates should further boost consumer confidence and also ought to be quite encouraging for developers who are, you know, due to put up more projects later this year. I think some of the potential new projects to come, quite a few of them, are in the CCR and RCR. So Park Nova, we talked about that. One North Eden, that's near the One North area. One Burnham, that's also quite exciting in the CBD. And also Canning Hill Piers, right, the former Liang Court. So we have a pipeline of projects to come in the CCR and RCR. And think for OCR, there's Pasir Ris 8 near the Pasir Ris MRT station. So there would be a lot of you know, choices for potential home buyers to come later this year.
Right. So given those showing the robust demand for new private homes, dwindling number of unsold inventory, though, do you think this will impact developer interest in the government land sales tender, which we talked about, the launch of Tampines Street 62 EC and the Lentor Central sites?
Certainly. I think it's at the end of Q4 2020, right? The unsold stock stood at over 24,000 units. This is excluding ECs. So that's actually sharply down from the recent high of over 36,000 units in the first quarter of 2019. And if you take a conservative projection of, say, 8,000 units, new homes being sold per year, that unsold stock should last about 3+ years, right? So we think developers are actually looking in earnest to replenish the land inventory, and the GLS would actually be the most straightforward way for them to do so compared to, say, collective sale, which may take some time, right? So I think based on our analysis of the supply and demand dynamics in the different submarkets as well, the outside central region, the mass market, appears to have a much tighter supply situation compared to the other two markets, right? Core central region and the rest of central region. Right. So this Lentor Central site and Tampines Street 62 EC sites, both of them are in the OCR. So we feel that they should garner pretty strong interest from developers. So for the Lentor Central site, it's very near to the upcoming Lentor station. So we expect it to possibly attract up to 10 bidders, with a top bid ranging from $930 to about $1,000 per square foot per plot ratio. The EC site in Tampines could potentially see 7 to 9 bids, right? With the highest bid potentially coming in at the 550 to 595 per square foot per plot ratio range. You know, I think the dwindling inventory and the competition for attractive sites would mean that land prices could likely remain firm, Howie. Mm.
Always appreciate your time and your insights, Siu-Ying.
Thank you, Howie.
Wong Siu-Ying, Head of Research and Content at PropNex. This has been Powering Your Property on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.